Good morning, everyone. This is Sal. Sally, hope you all are doing great. It's about 7:35 on Tuesday, June 14th. Today, I want to speak about an important topic, and that is when you know that you are wrong and you made a mistake, what do you do? Now, this is something that is equally relevant in our personal life as well as in our professional life. We all are going to screw up, we're going to make mistakes, we're going to do things wrong, we're going to say something that we didn't want to, we're going to act in a way that later on we recognize it was the wrong thing to do. And typically that hurts somebody else. It could hurt them emotionally, it could hurt them financially, and more worse, it could hurt them physically. So no matter what the situation is, when you do make a mistake, you have two options. The first option is you recognize that you did something wrong and you own up to it and you apologize. And the sooner you do that, the better it is. An apology done in a timely fashion can not only help smooth things out, but can also have positive aspects to it. On the other hand, if you try to make excuses and not take ownership of your mistake and try to put the blame on the other person, that is typically going to flare up and create further issues. And a simple mistake which happened because of your actions or your lapse of judgment can now spiral into something much bigger and much more ominous and much more dangerous. So the choice is very clear and obvious. Own up to it, apologize, genuinely repent, and declare that you are going to be more careful next time. When you do that, and preferably you want to do that within 24 hours of the mistake, then you're nipping things in the bud and not letting them become huge and larger than what they should be. So that is what I would do. Okay? Now, it requires maturity. It requires you to check your ego on the front door. It requires humility, and it requires the ability to know that you were wrong. And it's okay, but admit it. Accept responsibility, take ownership, apologize, and most importantly, remember not to do it again. You will get the trigger, but you need to step back and remember that previously you did it in the same way and that was not a good result. So hopefully you found this quick podcast useful. Let me know what your thoughts are. This is Sal Selly. Thank you for listening. Bye.